So we compromised, and he put the net. No, I tied him to a chair, and then Stefan put the net over him, and we rolled a table over in front of him and stacked chairs on him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only resurrected podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam. Definitely not Andy. He's not here.
Yeah, Andy had family stuff to do.
Yeah, gay.
Gay.
Apparently today's Easter.
Yeah. Did you not know?
Oh, no, I knew. Okay. Everyone else is like, oh, I got to do this and this for Easter. And I'm like, I got to do a podcast.
Yeah, I have to go to my parents' house after this. I'm going to go pick up my girlfriend. Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah. You mean the one you engaged on April Fool's Day?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I saw through that fucking...
Oh, of course. I knew her. We were dating for 3 days.
Yeah, and people were like, are you sure? I'm like, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
My boss was getting a little sensitive about it. He was like, your mom didn't think it was funny. And I'm like, maybe not, but one of my friends once said, as long as one person laughs, it was a good joke. And even if that one person is you, it was a good joke.
It's got a point.
I enjoyed it. Abby enjoyed it. Lots of other people enjoyed it. And mom called later and was like, I know you didn't do it because I still have the family engagement rings. And I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You went off and pissed off your mom. Good job, Tam.
Thanks. April Fools. April Fools. Punk.
Ever since I started doing podcasts, I fucking hate April Fool's Day. Because, you know, it doesn't just last that day. You got to go back and get stories for the week. And there's April Fool's stories all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like a little fool. Like, it'll be like, oh, hey, Smash Bros. Is coming out in December. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'll get that story. And like, April Fool's, it's November. And you're like, what the fuck? It's not even a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's easier when the article says, like, Half-Life 3 coming out tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah, when it's, like, super obvious.
Yeah.
Or, the biggest yet most disappointing April Fool's joke I've ever seen was IGN did that Legend of Zelda movie trailer.
Oh, yeah?
On April Fool's Day, and it made me sad. But happy at the same time, because I was like, hey, that would be something that I would go watch and own, but it looks like Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
So, which is funny because IGN is not a movie company. It's,
yeah.
It's, and Dragon Ball Evolution was definitely filmed by a big movie studio.
So I didn't really find out what the fuck's going on with my lymph nodes. They just want me to get another scan in 3 months.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing is, first of all, this fucking place. Midwest Pulmonology, if you ever go there, realize they're not the most professional people.
Ask for Ginny, you'll get the hookup.
Because I called, they told me to call on Tuesday for my results. So over Tuesday and Wednesday, I called 6 times.
6?
Yeah. Trying to get my results. Yeah. And on Tuesday, they're like, oh, he's not here, call back tomorrow. I'm like, on my discharge report, it says call Tuesday for results. What the fuck? So eventually he calls me and he's like, yeah, the biopsy was negative for anything, you know, what we were looking for. And he's like, so we're doing some other tests for like infection and stuff like that. I'm like, okay. And he's like, you know, I have a conference tomorrow with a bunch of pulmonologists from the region. He's like, would you mind if I show your scans and lab work at the conference? I'm like, I'm going to get a disease named after me.
What are you going to name it?
I don't know. There's a lot of really good names out there.
You better like go to the doctor and be like, if this is something that you've never seen before, I get to name it.
Yeah, I get to name it, not you.
Yeah. I discovered it. You're treating it.
So right now, since I don't really have any symptoms, he said just get another CT scan in 3 months and see if it's still there.
That's weird.
So don't really know what it is.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That is weird.
I'm not... are you like afraid or scared, or since there's no symptoms, you're just like meh?
I'm kind of just like meh right now. I mean, they pretty much ruled out cancer, so if I don't have any symptoms, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Well, congrats on not having cancer.
Thank you.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
I don't know what to say now.
Yeah, congrats on not having cancer is a hard segue.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. So how's the rest of your week?
Fuck, I feel like I had another thing I was going to say, but it's not with me right now.
It's all right. We'll just restart the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do have Pathfinder stories, but I want to get through your week first.
My week was pretty fantastic. Last Sunday, I asked out Abby. It's my girlfriend now. She's real cool. She's a big nerd. Plays D&D and is trying to learn how to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And plays video games. Is really competitive in the Pokemon
plays D&D, video game. Huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's real cool. She's a real cool lady.
Sweet.
And I'm very happy to be with her. Then all week we did work stuff in anticipation for yesterday. Yesterday I didn't have work, so I got to go to the Omaha Yu-Gi-Oh! Regional. Nice. And
I saw a picture, by the way, on the internet where a card store somewhere in the United States will no longer have adult Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments because apparently there was too much fighting and foul language.
Oh, I'm sure. There's foul language all the time.
Yeah, I know. I was going to send it to you, but I forgot.
I'm just all the time.
It just said something like, due to, you know, foul language and the behavior at the adult Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments, we'll no longer hold those.
When people get mad at that game, it's just like, fuck, shit, you piece of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really funny. Mm-hmm. It's super funny to watch because, like, everybody goes through it. It's a luck-based game. It's luck and skill, and your skill can't control all of the luck. Mm-hmm. So,
kind of like HeroScape.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally skillful, but eventually it just comes down to a dice roll.
Dice roll.
Yeah.
So, depending on what 5 cards you draw. Mm-hmm. But the best part about this regional is we had a friend who had a side bet.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, everyone in the Omaha community, this is our regional. Let's make it big. Have you seen the show The League?
Yeah.
We had our own Davika Bowl.
Okay.
We had, I have this 4-foot-tall martial art trophy for whoever entered, got first place. They're getting that big 4-foot trophy.
Jesus.
And they're the cream of the crop. It's the cream of the crop trophy.
Okay.
I got that from you. Because of the macho man. Yeah. I showed everybody and they were like, They were bringing creamers to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Event, and then just when they win, they'd set it down in front of somebody. I'm the cream of the crop.
Speaking of Macho Man, have you seen the most recent Steam Train?
Yes.
Watch that too. That's so funny.
I got up until I didn't get to watch it until like super late last night. My yesterday was so busy playing like card games and being a child.
That reminds me of what else I want to talk about, because my yesterday was super busy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyways, last place is the Sacco, and we've decided to name that the McCarthy.
Okay.
Because one of our friends at 2 regionals in a row got dead last place out of every 100-plus people there. Dead last place, twice in a row.
Jeez.
And so that person has to dye their hair pink. And the dude that got last place isn't going to bitch out. He's actually going to dye his hair pink.
That's pretty good. Speaking of bitching out, well, I don't know if it's necessarily bitching out, just not planning it very well.
But Andy's not here.
Yeah, Andy's not here.
Come on.
when we went to SGC last time in 2013, my friend Tyler and Matt were both like, guys, give us tattoo ideas. We're going to get a tattoo while we're down there in Dallas. And so we're giving them all these fucking weird-ass tattoo ideas. But we're all kind of like, when are you going to find the time to leave the convention center during those 3 days to go get a fucking tattoo?
Don't tattoos take like hours to do?
They take a while. Take quite a while, especially if you want a decent one.
Yeah.
And of course, they never got them.
No.
Not even to this day, they never got them. It's just like, we kind of knew, like,
yeah,
where the fuck were you going to find the time to go do this?
Yeah, you've got friends like that.
Yeah.
I sadly fall in one of those categories. It was like I'm a grand idea guy, but a lot of the times I have an end product in mind and I don't know how to get it off the ground.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I like do a little jump and then I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to do now.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah.
Yesterday, well, Friday night, I got a little pop-up on my computer that said like, oh, one of your computers on the network may be infected with the Zeus virus. And of course, it came in a pop-up, like, in the corner. So I'm like, okay, yeah, right, sure. So, like, I searched it, like, Cox pop-up, Zeus virus. Apparently, it's a real fucking thing.
Wow.
And it spreads via the network on Windows PCs. So yesterday, I shut down the internet and cleaned up everyone's PC.
That's nice.
And that took for fucking ever.
I'm sure.
It took all fucking day.
How much porn did you find?
Besides my computer?
Yes.
You know, oddly enough, I didn't find any.
Huh. Not even on your computer? Dun, dun, dun!
I found some. I mean, like, one of the things is, like, the spyware thing, like, if you have, like, cookies from a website, it'll bring them up. And I may or may not have had Pornhub cookies. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. I wasn't looking over your shoulder.
Just I don't have a screenshot of
beating
it.
Beating my meat.
But I did not see that on anyone else's. So I guess I'm the only freak in this house.
Yeah, I guess. Happens, man.
Yeah, happens.
Black sheep of the family.
I know. Fucking look at me. So did that, clean that up. It took forever. A lot of waiting, really. You're just fucking like waiting for it to scan and waiting for it and waiting for it. And I had six computers to fucking do. I had my laptop, this desktop, my dad's, my sister's, my mom's, and then the computer I'm using for a print server. God damn, it takes forever.
You should have just kept it and just renamed all the computers Mount Olympus. Just let them live there.
Perfect.
Yeah, just name each of the computers, like, or name the network Mount Olympus, so you could travel between the mounts, and then make his computers.
Well, unfortunately, it's gone. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You killed a god.
I did. I did kill.
Now name your computer Kratos.
I should, or at least the network. Network can be Kratos. So that was not fun. That was a pain in the ass. And everyone's like, when's the internet coming back? I'm like, when we're clean. Because you don't want to clean up a computer and then like turn the internet on and then one of the infecting computers infects the one you just fucking
cleaned. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Most definitely.
So that's why I just kept it off all day. Well, I didn't actually turn it off. I just kept it from broadcasting a wireless signal.
Yeah.
So, because I needed to still, like, download. ABG has a specific Zeus removal tool. So, I had to bring, like, laptops in here and hook them up via that cord that's hooked up to my desktop right now.
Gotcha.
Download them and then go plug them in and wait.
See, I'm not a, like, my dad's, like, a big computer guy, so I've, like, never had the necessity to learn computers. Mm-hmm. I have, like, a basic understanding because I live in the time that I do.
Yeah.
So, like, I know how, like, to press the on button, and I know that I use my mouse with my right hand, and
right.
My fingers automatically go to PO whenever I go to the Internet Explorer key.
Internet Explorer key, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's a problem right there.
So No. You always look at porn on Internet Explorer because nobody's going to go look on that. No casual is going to be like, oh, I need to go to use the internet. And you're just like, click Internet Explorer. Mm-hmm. Let's see what your history is.
You have a point, but you can also use incognito tabs on Mozilla. And
Nope.
Just don't want to?
Nope. I'm a loose cannon cop that plays by my own rules.
So should I get into Pathfinder stories? Do we have anything else to talk about?
I have one more small thing. Me and Abby went and we saw The Kingsman this past weekend.
Okay.
Holy fuck, that movie was good.
Was it?
Holy fuck, that movie was
good.
That gets an old fuck rating. Damn. Like, they walk in the first 5 minutes, they're dropping F-bombs all over the place. And you're just like, this is not the movie I thought I was watching.
It was fuck.
Amazing. It was super good. I could not recommend it higher. It was really good.
You could not recommend it.
I could not. Nope. Could not recommend it. It was bloody and gory, and there was foul language, and Sam Jackson had a lisp, and I didn't appreciate it.
Wow.
No, but for real though, it was a really good movie. You should totally at least rent it. Yeah.
Was it this week? Did I talk about watching The Crow on here?
I don't think so.
I watched The Crow like a couple weeks ago.
Last Sunday, I had a friend tear his Achilles tendon.
Oh
yeah, we went out and we played kickball, and he was running from home to first, right in two.
Dude, his season's done.
Done.
His season's completely done.
Done.
He's on injured reserve. Done. Guys are coming off the bench to replace him.
Yeah, he was supposed to be at that Yu-Gi-Oh tournament because, I mean, nerds went out and did sports, so we had problems.
Yeah, that was the issue.
Nerds do sports. Round two.
So what happened? I kicked the ball.
He was running.
And you tore your ACL?
Nobody warmed up. Nobody stretched. It was the last inning of the game. So, like, we were almost like, should we call it? It's getting really dark. And we were just like, nah, one more. We should have been done.
You should have called it.
We were testing the gods and they fought back.
So you were playing kickball?
Mm-hmm.
Did the streetlights come on?
Because
you stopped playing kickball when the streetlights come
no.
on. That's the rule.
We were in a soccer field, so no lights. It was no lights and it was really dark.
That kind of reminds me one time when we were like 16, 17, we turned off all the lights in Stefan's basement and played dodgeball.
Oh my God.
And I broke like the lights on the ceiling like three times.
Wow.
I kept trying to kick the ball forward, but I kept kicking it too high.
It was what? What game did you play?
Dodgeball.
Yeah, you're not allowed to kick dodgeballs. That's illegal.
You know.
That's illegal.
It's in a dark basement. You think this was up to regulation?
Stefan's going to be like, that son of a bitch. I'm not forgiving him. There's no statute of limitation on this one.
He actually has new lights down there now, so I can't break them.
Oh, good. Let's play invisible kick dodge the ball spheres.
Spheres, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Kick spheres.
That was fun. We got the idea from Jackass.
Yeah? You weren't in the truck, though. And they weren't medicine balls.
No, they were not medicine balls.
Yeah.
No, but we were like 16, 17. We were very impressionable.
Specifically by Jackass. Anyways, Pathfinder stories. That's all I have.
Pathfinder stories. Okay, so we played on Monday. They had already played once, which I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm behind on experience the whole game, but great.
Just go and kill still people. Like, how much else does he have? What?
So, basically what happened the first time they played is they went to this cave, they're looking for someone, and they got pretty fucked up. Like, to the point where, like, everyone was unconscious, or maybe two of them were unconscious, I can't remember. But, they got pretty fucked up by mold.
What pussies.
Dude, this fucking campaign's hard.
Yeah?
I feel in over my head all the time.
Good.
Constantly.
Good.
I'm just like, fuck. It's like, we fought like a CR1, which is like, whatever, that challenge rating or something. And it had this ability, like a dimensional door, where it could just like move wherever the fuck it wants. And I'm over here like, it has dimensional fucking door. And Tyler's like, well, it's just a move action. I'm like, yeah, to fucking anywhere. Like,
yeah.
It's a dimensional door. But this is actually a pre-written campaign. So this is an official published one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So whoever fucking wrote it, it's a douchebag.
Or really good. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I am enjoying myself. It's fucking hard though. So they come back to town and they're looking for someone to help them. That's me. I'm playing like a bounty hunter type. So I was just like, fine, yeah, go ahead, hire me. I'll help you guys out. There's a fuck ton of inspiration for my character. I use like little bits and pieces of Drax the Destroyer, the Crow, Boba Fett, and Goku.
Oh.
In the fact that I was an alien.
Yeah.
Showed up on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my race isn't, it's not in that world. I chose a different race and I had to modify it a little bit.
Huh.
But I have four arms, which is awesome.
That is cool. So a little bit of General Grievous too. I like it. I like it.
Don't have pistols yet. Four pistols would be fucking sweet, but I have a musket right now.
You have a musket with four arms, and the other arms are just...
I have a musket, so that's two arms right there. And, you know, sometimes I'm carrying, like, a lantern or a rope or something like that.
Oh, that's really cool. That's so nice.
Yeah, and soon, I've already leveled up once. I'm going to get a tower shield, So that right there, that's a hand, and then another hand can be like a lantern and then a musket, but I'll get the bonus from the tower shield, which is as tall as me. So like I'll get like I can get complete concealment for a round. So like if someone's firing arrows at me, I can just duck under the tower shield.
That's really cool. That's really, really cool. You'd be like, you're like a riot police.
Yeah. My class archetype's called a gun tank. So
that's cool. Yeah.
So first, what happens is I'm asking around the town because, you know, like I said, I'm a bounty hunter. So I'm trying to find shit I can do. Apparently, there's a guy who is extorting one of the local entertainment establishments. So, like, I went in there and people are playing on stage and stuff. And I found out who he is. And I found out he's protected by some thugs called the Rope Fists. I let the owner know, like, you know, if you need help, you could just ask me. You know, I'm neutral good, so I wasn't going to go in there and cause a scene or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I did keep an eye on him. I actually got a room across the street from it, behind it, thinking that, like, you know, if he's kind of – he doesn't really own the place, but he bankrolls it or something like that.
Yeah.
That if he's important enough, he might leave through the back. So – I tried to watch to see if he'd leave. I didn't see him. But so I joined up with with the group. Tyler, his name is Grok. He is an 8'8" stone man who is very stupid.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. He'll be like, he'll say like, Grok found four. And he'll hold up like three fingers. And Stefan will reach over and pull another finger up and be like, there you go. Stefan is a... God, what is he? A 1'9" frog named Booster?
Yeah. Oh, they work together like a Rocket.
Rocket and Groot. Yeah. That's why my first jumping off point for my character was Drax.
That's funny. That's really cool. You guys made your own little ragtag Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then Arya is a... God, I don't know what race Arya is. Human?
Assassin?
That'd be a class.
Whatever. you said human, and I was trying to fill in the blank.
Oh, yeah. No, Arya is an oracle. An oracle of Juju.
Oracle of Juju?
Yeah, he turns or commands undead.
Oh.
So she, like later on, we had some undead fighting us, and she, like, took control of it.
That's cool. Like
that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, we kind of have that group dynamic of... We're kind of like a ragtag group.
That's really cool.
Misfits. What's funny is Tyler has a D10 commandments dice. It's a 10-sided dice with all the 10 commandments on it.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, what commandment are we going to not break tonight? And he rolls it, and it was do not covet. And we're like, we got a bounty hunter, a pirate, and two street rats. We're going to covet everything everyone has.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time when loot is getting spread. Right now, I'm not doing too much of that because I'm hired, which actually makes my game kind of easy because I just listen to what Stefan says. I'm like, you fucking hired me.
Because he's the boss.
Yeah, I'm like, he's paying me for this. As it goes on, I'm going to more join the group. So from then on, I'll have more opinions like, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Or if he asks my opinion, I give it to him. But right now, if it's like, should we go left or right? I'm just like, whatever this guy says, he's the one paying me.
Yeah.
So I'll follow him there. I mean, if he's like, if it's like a fire pit and he says, go jump in that, I'm going to be like, fucking no.
Yeah.
But,
yes, sir.
Yeah. But, you know, he's hiring me. So I'm like, fuck, you know, you're paying. So.
Do you want to take the wrong way? I pay by the hour.
So that actually makes it pretty easy for me, honestly. So we go in and we fight some things. I'm trying to remember exactly how some things are shaken out because. I'm still where we played on Monday. That was forever ago. Stefan had to, as a promise to the people in the cave, had to kill some pygmies or something like that. And they kind of fucked us up.
Wait, Stefan's the booster, front. Right?
Yeah.
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 That's funny.
I remember why he had to do that. Now, everyone did pass out the first time they were there without me. They were unconscious. But the people there rescued him. And in exchange for letting him go, he had to clear out the pygmy problem. So he did that. We cleared out the pygmies, had a little rough time doing it. Just before that, actually, we found Oh God, I remember now. There was a guy who's dead in the mold, and Yano goes right fucking up to it to go grab his stuff off of him, and of course gets knocked out. And this mold knocks you out and sucks all the heat out of you, so you die very slowly.
Oh.
So we go back to the people. We're like, "How the fuck do you get people out of this thing?" And they're like, "Oh, we use hooks." Like, great. So we tie hooks to our ropes and we pull fucking Yana out, and then I pull the dead guy out. I happen to know, I have knowledge local, of course. So I rolled. He's the husband of someone in town, and she would greatly appreciate it if she got the body back to bury. So I was like, okay, well, sweet. And then from there, they're like, well, let's get the change shirt. And I'm like, since I'm neutral good, I'm not like, absolutely not. You cannot rob the dead. I'm like, I believe the shirt belongs to the wife. If it disappears, don't let me see it. So
makes sense.
But no one took the shirt. So I left him at the, like, basically the entrance to the cave, because I'm going to take him as we leave.
Yeah.
I'm not going to carry him through the entire fucking
cave.
No,
that seems good.
Yeah.
Dead moldy body.
Yeah, dead moldy body. So.
What if he's like filled with mold and like, oh, God, you just bring it back to the town and like you come back a year and a half later and the town is nothing but mold because of that one dead body. God. Neutral good my ass.
So here's the issue with Tyler's character in this setting is he's 8'8" and a lot of these ceilings are between 7 and 5 feet tall.
That blows.
So he either needs to crouch far down or basically crawl on his hands and knees.
That's funny. He doesn't have any, he's like, he doesn't have any, like, moving M rocks or anything, does he? What level are you guys?
No. Level 2.
Level 2? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at this point, we're level 1.
Okay.
But we're level 2 now. So what the issue is like, he's the biggest guy, so sometimes he leads. But if he leads, no one can get around him.
Yeah.
So it's tough to fight if he's in front of you.
Right.
I did come up with a brilliant idea, though, is I can shoot prone, of course, because I'm using a firearm. So I'd shoot between his legs while prone.
Yeah?
Yeah. But then if he's in the back...
He's useless.
He can't charge because we're in front of him, and it's still narrow. And so it's kind of difficult, but it should be easier when we, you know, get into open areas. So we go through this thing, we find desert, which was odd. Apparently it was, I felt at home. I think this is like something to do with my home world. So we find some desert, we find a cliff face. We can't climb up it. Stefan tries to climb up it and he doesn't get very far. He suggests we all get on each other's shoulders and I'm like, that sounds dangerous as shit. I'm not going to do that.
All of us are as graceful as a frog, nor a giant rock.
Yeah. So we go walking east, and we find like a pile of bones or something, and of course Yana walks right up to it, and like a hand comes out and attacks her, and so we had to fight some skeletons.
Is she just like fascinated by death, or
kind of? Yeah.
Okay.
So we fight some skeletons. Yana actually controls one of them, so it's like fighting for us, which is pretty sweet. At this point, Austin's doing this thing he didn't do in the last campaign, but if you roll a nat 20 for something that's not important, like a nat 20 wouldn't do anything, you mm-hmm. can actually bank it.
Oh, that's cool.
And use it later.
That's super cool.
But you have to use it before that the end of the night, so you can't like save it session after session.
Oh, I'm fighting the boss. I've got 47 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you can't do that, but you can save it to later. At this point, I was like, I was doing something really minimal, and I rolled a 20, and so I banked it.
And did you have to re-roll?
It was basically something where it was like impossible for me to fail. I just had to roll. If I didn't roll a 1, so he let me bank the 20, and then just told me what it was.
Oh, okay.
So we go a little bit further in this cave, and we end up finding like some like big worm kind of fucking thing. And at this point, someone is controlling or trying to fight Yana for control of that skeleton. So this is when I used my 20, and I got a pretty good shot off on this worm. I think I did like 22 damage or something to it.
Ding.
Which, it could be a lot more. I have x4 to crit, and I do a d12. So.
Damn.
At this point, some skeletons actually showed up behind us, and that was just where I was, because Grok was in front of me. So it was the marching order was Yana, Grok, and then Booster on Grok's shoulders. So I was stuck behind. But I was able to take care of the skeletons pretty easily. And actually, the skeleton Yana controlled got killed, but Yana took another one. So that was sweet right there. And so we continue going a little bit. We're still looking for the dude. And then we go into this room. And a guy who looks like me, except undead, jumps down and puts daggers to Yana's throat. And we're like, fuck. And this is where we nearly lost Yana. I'm surprised we didn't. Because first thing I did, the only person that speaks his language is me. So I have to do all the talking. My diplomacy is really not that good.
Yeah.
My intimidate's better. So, at first I was like, is there any like peaceful way we can do this? Could you let her go? You know, we don't know why you want her. And I rolled like a 2 or something like that. Just fucking stupid diplomacy. And he's like, no. And so then I try intimidating him. I'm like, you know what we just did. We killed a bunch of shit. There's 4 of us here. You can kill one of us, but the 3 of us are just going to kill you. I'm like, you're not going very far.
Yeah.
And I roll like a 5. Like, fuck. Like, God damn it. So I'm talking to Stefan and Tyler. Like, what the fuck do we do? I'm like, I can take like a quick shot. I have my musket out and it's loaded because I specifically said at the end of the last combat, I loaded it, but then I didn't need it. So it's already loaded. So I'm like, you know, I don't. Of course, like if I started like loading it, he would just kill her. So
yeah.
So what I do is I go to take a shot, and then we ended up rolling initiative, and I fucking botch my initiative.
Yeah.
So I go like last, even though I was meant to surprise him with the shot. Luckily, Yana was kind of squirming enough that he didn't instantly kill her, but did knock her out. She was actually in pretty bad shape. And then he's fighting us for a little while, and we're fighting him for a good minute, and Grok gets knocked down too. And so it's just me and Booster, and I'm hurting really bad. I've got like 3 health left. We end up doing pretty well, actually, trying to like, because he has bombs and I have firearms. So like I have to stay far enough away from the enemy that I don't get hit with the splash of the bombs, and he has to stay far enough away from the enemy that he's not in melee range when I fire, because then I could accidentally hit him.
Right.
And we did a good job of like kind of dancing around to him. Stay away from that shit.
A bad guy was a melee guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still had the 2 daggers out.
Got it.
And then like at level 3, I'll get precise shots, so it doesn't matter if I shoot in a melee because it removes the penalty, but I don't have it yet.
Does Booster have anti-bomb stuff?
Anti-bomb stuff? No.
Like he doesn't get hit by his own bombs?
Oh, yeah, he can exclude, like, his squares.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah. But we end up killing him. And before he dies, he says, I will rise again. So I tell Booster this, and we're kind of freaking out. So here's what we do in this room. The room has a bunch of tables and chairs. Booster has a net. I have a rope. First, he said, let's cut him up. Because he's like, if he rises again, he's just going to be cut up. And I'm like, I'm not going to cut up the only of my people I've ever seen. You know, I've never seen another forearm person. I'm not cutting him up. So we compromised, and he put the net. No, I tied him to a chair, and then Stefan put the net over him, and we rolled a table over in front of him and stacked chairs on him.
She's a good move.
So
hopefully.
So yeah. So if he rose again, he couldn't move. So basically, what happened is we did all that, and then we took shifts because we had to sleep overnight for them to, you know, get their hit points back. Yeah. So I stood on watch first and watched him with my musket the whole time. And Stefan slept. And this was when Austin was playing the Halloween music. So it was just like, doo 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 doo. And I'm like, oh, God. And he's like, you see something on the ground in front of him. I was like, what? He's like, you see something on the ground right in front of him. And I'm like, well, I'll use my net. I have a fishing net. So I was like, I'll use my net and see if I can like pull it over somehow, try and get it to get closer to me so I can reach it. And he's like, it's kind of like a credit card. You can't really, He's like, it's not going to go any further. He's like, you want to go up and get it? I'm like, no, I will wait for Booster to get up because he can grab it with his tongue. So I wait for Booster to get up. He grabs it. It's a key card to like a room we need to get in.
Oh, that's cool.
So we get that. Everyone gets up.
What's the setting?
The setting is, it's a medieval setting, but something crashed and actually had a bunch of technology with it. And so we're kind of in that right now, like the a very technological area. So what happens is we get out, we go into this other area, and it's a door with mold on it and a door with blood on it. And I'm just like, you know, this doesn't look that great. Let's go back and go to the other door with a key card slot. And so we go in that, and it's like this big room with a bunch of buttons. And so Stefan presses a button, and it like opens up, and the sky turns like red, and you can feel like wind. And so it kind of turned the desert to the summertime, and it opened up like a big door to where now you can see outside. So he does that, and he presses a couple more things. One of them dazzled everybody, and so I'm like, stop pressing things. You know, stop pressing things. But Stefan's a gambler, so he's like, let it ride, and rolled again to see what button he presses. This is the funny shit, and I shit you not. He presses the button, and Austin goes, at about anus height, a vibrating probe comes out. And we're like, what? And we thought Austin was fucking with us. But a probe came out.
On the sheet?
Yeah, it was a fucking probe. He's like, yeah, that's what happens. A probe comes out. I'm pretty sure he added the vibrating part.
Okay.
But we're just like, let's fucking leave. Like, why are we here? So after that, we went back through the blood door, fought a couple like blood things. We're in kind of rough shape right now. We think we're actually going to go all the way back to town so we can heal up and then come back. But that's where we're at right now, and we started the best thing. Every time we're in combat, we play 80s music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So I have 80s playlist reloaded on Pandora, just waiting. And every time we start combat, I just hit play, and we listen to 80s music while
that's
playing.
So funny.
That actually, it started, we have a lot of good reasons to do it, but it actually started where we went into a room and found a robot, and we're like, I just happened to be playing music, because we were talking about ambiance, and we're like, wouldn't that be funny if the robot was just playing music when we
like
went
the
in
whole
there?
Time?
Yeah. So, and then after we killed the robot, we're like, we're trying to roll to get its radio out of it.
Yeah.
We failed. But still, we play 80s music every time we are in combat. That's pretty sweet.
That does sound sweet.
Yeah. And this,
you got how many people playing?
Four.
Four?
Yeah. And Leaper talked about playing, but I don't know if he'd really play that much.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see. But it's been fun. And it's fucking hard to remember Pathfinder stories. I forgot about that. A lot of shit goes on.
Yeah.
We've played like 8 to 9 hours of Pathfinder already.
Already? In two sessions? Dwam.
Yeah. So, it's a lot. Anyway, you want to get into gaming news?
Hell yeah, I want to get into gaming news.
All right, let's do it.
I'll get in it, get on it, get up around it. Let the games
begin! Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Do you remember anything about Sony buying OnLive? Do you remember OnLive?
I remember it slightly. I like that sounds like a good headline, but I couldn't recite any of the article.
OnLive was basically like a streaming service. You could play games on your TV.
Oh, okay.
Sony bought it, and now it's pretty much shut it down. It's shut down OnLive, and it's moved its assets to Sony's video game division,
where Sony is rocking.
Mm-hmm. Sony also purchased Gaikai back in 2012, which is also, you know, like OnLive. It's worked on its streaming solution for PlayStation Now. OnLive will run until April 30th. Current users not being charged any further fees. So you can use OnLive until the end of this month.
Do we know how much OnLive cost?
I don't know. I could search it real quick. I just hope I don't get a bunch of fucking OnLive articles.
It's okay. I feel like Sony is really kicking ass in the video games department, but not so much in pretty much every other aspect of
what $15 a month. Doing.
15?
Yep.
Oh, that's not terrible. I heard there was some online streaming thing that was like 50 a month.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, no wonder.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I didn't say that and this not be it.
So, yeah.
Good job, Tam.
Holding that tongue.
So, on live being devoured, Sony still has its assets and everything, but...
That's cool.
No more
sucks for the people who are losing their jobs.
Sucks for the two subscribers. There's like one guy that's like, damn it.
Damn. Oh, man.
Why can't I play royalty-free Mario anymore?
Come on.
Oh, that's another thing. We called ourselves the royalty-free Guardians of the Galaxy. fan complaints could bring back a too sexy Final Fantasy costume.
Huh.
One of the things revealed during a Square Enix presentation is a new design for the lead character that covers up a bit of exposed skin in the initial Onion Knight design. Now, people complained about this. They're like, oh, you're showing a lot of skin. But now there's a backlash, and it might bring the costume back.
I mean, it's art.
That is true.
I mean, you look at old, like super old paintings, and there's naked women all the time because the body's beautiful. Just because it's a video game doesn't mean that we can't sell. As long as that's not like the focus, it's not like a sex game. I'm not sure what it adds to it, but I also don't see what it detracts from it.
Yeah, I could see like, I mean, I could really see. Like, if, like, a female was playing the game and they were like, oh, you know, I don't really like it because, you know, why the fuck would you wear something like that
in yeah.
combat or something like that? I always feel like, I don't know, just because they're dressed like that doesn't mean they're a bad character.
Right.
Or if there's, like, another character that is a good female representation, you know, why can't you have one like that? You know,
yeah.
I guess basically what I'm saying is not everything always needs to be represented in every game.
Yeah.
So, that's just what I'm saying. I don't really care either way, but it's interesting. It's like when, in actually our last Pathfinder game, Austin had, there was an NPC that was really sexist,
mm-hmm.
and my friend was really mad. He's like, your friend must be really sexist. I'm like, he's adding a sexist character to a game, you know, like, we can have those. There yeah, are supposed to be bad guys.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So... H1Z1 makes changes with the Big Damn Patch. That's what it's actually called.
The Big Damn Patch.
The Big Damn Patch.
I love it.
And here's a bunch of patch notes. New male character models. The Damn area has been given a major overhaul.
I understand the patch now.
Battle Royale starting area has been updated. Added new equip slot for the face. You can put things on your face.
That's cool.
Fixed a bug where player will now exit a vehicle towards the same side which they are seated. So if you exit the passenger seat, you won't all of a sudden be on the fucking driver's side.
That's cool.
Several optimizations, small improvement to free-placed items. Zombies will now wear the lootable hats and helmets they have in their inventory.
That's really cool.
That's really cool, yeah. Because I just started playing Final Fantasy IX again, and it's always kind of funny when you, like, you kill some random enemy and it's like, oh, it had a sword on it.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing that.
They fixed the pickup truck interior.
Oh, that must look nice.
The R380 pistols added to the game. The 12-gauge shotgun damage has increased. There's been zombie spawn changes, workbenches, ammo conversion, gun dismantling. Bunch of shit added H1Z1.
Gun dismantling. You can, like, take apart guns to make new guns?
Take apart guns, yeah, to, like, use parts and stuff to...
Oh, that's cool.
To...
Workbench a gun?
Yeah, to fix a gun or something.
That's cool.
Speaking of guns and my gunslinger and Pathfinder.
Go ahead.
I did misfire once, but luckily I have a deed called Quick Clear.
Yeah.
And so my gun jammed and I was able to clear it quickly.
That's really without awesome.
Breaking my fucking gun. You like all these stories about me firing shots?
Yeah, I do. I love them. They're real cool. I wish another particular gunslinger could have fired any shots. He just talked.
He did.
Yeah.
And he hit on my character a little bit. Until I found out I used to be a man.
Tried to gamble a little bit.
Yeah.
Was okay at it, but then missed his luck.
Microsoft ceases production of Kinect for Windows. There will be no more Kinect sensors manufactured specifically for PC.
I didn't realize Kinect even came out for PC.
Yeah, I've seen people do some pretty cool Kinect hacks with the PC ones. Microsoft claims unprecedented demand for the dev version of the hardware means unable to manufacture enough. While Microsoft did announce it was discontinuing sales of the original Kinect for Windows last year, it was understood that the company would continue pushing the PC-specific peripheral in its V2, but not so.
Hmm.
So it's all done. No more Kinects for PC.
No more Kinects for PC.
I wonder what Andy would say right now. I want to poop on your chest.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Good insight there, Andy.
Thanks, bud. I mean, I'm willing, if you want.
All right. Tam, Ghost of Andy. That's it for gaming news.
That's it?
Yeah. Not a whole lot of the good stuff this week. Got some interesting things. You know what's coming up in 2 months? It's E3.
Yeah.
There's going to be a ton of shit.
Super excited.
Might have to do one of those all gaming episodes.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Who'd you vote for the Smash Brothers?
Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight?
Yeah.
I can't figure out who I want to vote for. I can't figure it out.
I've seen so many fucking things. People just Shadow the Hedgehog.
Stop.
What are some of the funny ones I've seen? Oh, fuck. Who just quit their job at Nintendo?
At Nintendo?
Someone big. Either quit or retired. And I saw someone post a screenshot of them suggesting them for Smash Bros.
It's Kojima.
Kojima?
I think I saw one of Kojima's, like, he doesn't have a job anymore.
Okay, that might be it. It was something like, well, he has nothing better to do. Put him in Smash or something.
Yeah.
Like that. So that's funny. I've seen people put in Brock Lesnar.
Reggie.
Goku.
I want Goku.
Reggie.
Stop. I don't want Goku. I don't want Goku. I don't want Goku. I don't want Naruto. No. It needs to be a Nintendo character.
What about Superman?
No. No.
What about...
Well, his first appearance was in the Superman 64 games. No. Stop.
You know what Ross voted for?
From the Game Grumps?
Yeah.
Well, who do you vote for?
Blue Kirby.
Blue Kirby.
The Kirby he happens to play as in Smash Bros. All the time.
I would not want that job. I wouldn't want that job of
going through
sorting
those.
All of these. God. Oh, my.
I wonder if there's, like, if they have them, like, how many have been voted for or something like that.
If I were them, I would have had, like, a select group of people do the initial voting and then have the community vote on every, like, those, like, 10 characters and 2 would get in. I think King K. Rool would be cool.
Think so?
Yeah. Just another villain. We have 2 members of the Donkey Kong franchises.
Now they're saying any video game character is eligible to be voted on.
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
Crash Bandicoot. Spyro. Spyro the Dragon.
Banjo-Kazooie.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with Banjo-Kazooie.
Spyro would be neat if it wasn't the fucked up Spyro.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about the Sonic that they put in. So, Smash Brothers cares about its franchise. Yeah, I mean, look at Pac-Man. Pac-Man looks fucking great.
They should put in Thor.
From the Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They should put in Thor from the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who they should put in.
As soon as Disney buys Nintendo... That'll happen, but...
And then they'll put in Mickey and Goofy and Donald.
I bet if...
Put in the characters from Pulp Fiction, because technically that's a Disney movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a subsidiary of Disney that made it.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It's not, quote, a Disney movie. I don't know if Disney's fucking... I don't know if their logo's even on it.
But they own the studio. If the castle just came up and it was like 2 gunshots, pop, pop. Does Peter Pan look like a bitch? No one likes to fuck Mr. Mouse except Mrs. Mouse.
Kanye West
Kanye West? Yeah. Oh, I saw Hank Hill. I would love for Hank Hill. He brings the propane.
Steve from Minecraft.
That's
just the default Minecraft skin.
Yeah,
it's no different than Villager. Villager's just the default Villager skin.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just not sure. Like, the Villager, like, did a bunch of activities. Like, he copied Balloon Fighter. Like, that's the main one that I could think of. But he's got, like, his pocket, and he's got, like... I can imagine, like, the Steve from Minecraft being, like, a copy of Villager. And Villager's already, like, a unique character.
The more I think of it, like, I don't really expect Steve from Minecraft to go
No, of course
but
not.
But he could do quite a few things.
Could he?
Think about it. Yeah, he's got a pickaxe, a sword. He could use his fishing rod for something. He could have armor. Get fireworks, TNT. Use a creeper.
That's cool, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch. I think it'd be more fun to, like, come up with all of these characters and come up with their moves. Like, I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like Master Chief would just be a copy of Snake.
You know who I'm going to vote for?
Who?
Andy.
Andy?
I'm going to put Andy in Smash.
The ghost of Andy?
Andy, what do you think about that?
Don't let him put it in my butt again.
All right.
I mean, I guess.
All right. Let's go ahead and move into technology.
I thought it was flattering.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
All right. The quest to reinvent photosynthesis. Yeah, we're fucking reinventing photosynthesis now.
For things that aren't plants?
Not necessarily. Might be for plants, too.
Oh.
Green may be the plant kingdom's color of choice, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, it takes only a little chemical turning to turn chlorophyll, the light-absorbing pigment that colors plants green, blue, red, orange, or any other hue under the sun. They can change colors of plants. As reported by the Journal of Physical Chemistry, scientists have recently figured out how to hack chlorophyll to absorb whatever color of light we like. Armed with new versions of pigment, we might be able to engineer plants or artificial solar cells that can soak up far more of the sun's energy than before. When chlorophyll, consisting layers of crosshatched carbon, nitrogen rings, absorbs a photon of light, its electrons are thrust into a higher energy state. The difference between the energy contained in these electrons before and after absorbing the sunlight determines what colors are absorbed and reflected. That difference, in turn, depends on the chlorophyll's molecular structure. After synthesizing many different versions of chlorophyll in the labs, three chemists worked out how to precisely alter the fraction of sunlight the pigment absorbs and reflects by modifying the chemical structure of its rings.
I heard all of that, but just in case, say it again, I wasn't listening.
They changed chlorophyll.
They changed chlorophyll. That's really, I mean, that's cool that science could do that, but my first and biggest question is why?
Let's see here. There's a little bit more. Naturally occurring molecules in the chlorophyll family found in plants, bacteria, taking on a number of different colors. Now chemists are able to fill in the gaps. So far, the team has managed to produce several artificial colors of chlorophyll pigment that absorb fractions of the sun energy the plant can't tap into. The possibilities, they say, are near limitless. Here's a quote here. If you come to us and say we'd like to have a molecule of this type that is going to absorb a narrow band of light centered on some particular red or near-infrared wavelength, say 750 nanometers, we could tell you how to synthesize that one to give you the spectrum you want. In the future, we may be able to engineer plants with custom chlorophylls that access more or different parts of the solar spectrum that are naturally green varieties. Eating a blue or orange salad may take a little getting used to, but if hacking photosynthesis is going to help us feed our future population, we'd be better start getting used to the idea. So,
okay, so they're changing the color so that is because greens are gross. People see green lettuce and are like, I don't like lettuce. And so they're thinking, if we change colors from green to a yellow, if it's yellow lettuce, then your brain doesn't naturally think it looks bad. Like if I'm eating a hamburger and I have that yellow slice of cheese and my meat and then I have lettuce and lettuce is good for me with quotes, and I make that lettuce yellow, it's going to look like the cheese, so I'll be more likely to eat it. I'm not so turned off by the idea of eating the lettuce. If we can disguise the color.
I think from here what it sounds like is that depending on the plant, different colors of chlorophyll might be more efficient. And the plant would grow bigger, it would have more energy, and be able to
tap into the sun's energy better than green wood in some cases.
Okay.
So it's
or tricking the nation.
Right, tricking the nation. Yeah. Hackers continue their brazen attacks on organizations, even having their victims call them on the phone to hustle them out of company money. That's what IBM Security Intelligence Division has discovered while researching a malware-based attack they have dubbed the Direwolf. That's responsible for stealing more than $1 million.
Wow.
The coordinated campaign uses targeted spear phishing emails, malware, or good old chatting on the phone social engineering to go after organizations that use wire transfers. And I don't think I've ever used a wire transfer.
Me neither.
But it's interesting. Gotta watch out for people out there.
Yeah, be careful.
Especially with social engineering. I don't know how they do that. That's just basically calling up on the phone and getting someone's password.
Yeah.
I don't know how any... I feel bad for saying it, but who the fuck falls for that?
Yeah. If you'd like to know my password, email us at 3acombopodcast@gmail.com.
Make the subject Tam's password.
Yeah.
And the body of it. What is it?
Yep. And then I'll give it to you, man.
You will.
It's all you.
It's just like, I fucking hate Andy, 1969.
1969.
Okay. Should I do the story? Nah. You want to get into news?
Yeah, let's get into news.
All right.
Fuck that story.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Ah! They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Drop remix.
All right, this first story here, by the way, comes courtesy of the Skylar News Organization.
Oh my God.
Otherwise known as Snow.
Snow.
A confrontation over who was next in line at a self-checkout at Walmart led to a profanity-led exchange Wednesday between store customers and physical blows before a woman was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge. She was arrested for self-checkout. Police transported Alicia Contres after witnesses and hold on.
Bad writing.
I have to reload the page.
You have to reload the page. So, two people got in an argument about who was first in line.
Yeah, okay, here we go. I got the page back. Witnesses and the victims, a Portage couple, both 19 with an infant in a stroller, told police that the couple was in line when Contreras cut in front of them. They asked her to step back to the back of the line. She responded with a string of obscenities. Contreras told police that the man and woman with the baby cut in front of her, according to the police report. The man allegedly called Contreras an expletive, at which point the police said she pushed the stroller away and lunged at the man. The child was not injured. The woman tried to pull the man away from Contreras, and police said Contreras began punching her as well. All people at the scene refused medical treatment.
It seems like the person who cut in front of, or quote-unquote, innocent until proven guilty, innocent until proven crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she started all of this, from what this news article says. I realize it's one side of the story. These people probably, the news article probably got the story from the couple. But this lady sounds like a bitch.
Walmart supervisor said they would turn to the video surveillance of the incident over to police.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
Crazy world we live in when you get in fights over self-checkouts. Like, why? You know what? I would get into a fight over self-checkout for the people that have like a full fucking cart at the self-checkout.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I would fight them.
Mm. It bugs me if you have 20 or more items and you go to the 20 or less. It bugs me.
It bugs me too.
That's I don't care about self-checkout. I get that, like, maybe you're having a bad day and you don't want to talk to people and the machine is just, I mean, it's convenient. I get that. That's fine. Mm. But like, the point of the speedy checkout is I have 5 minutes for lunch. And I need to grab something, so yeah. I'm gonna get something quick and then leave.
Well, the thing that the self checkout at the store closest to me used to say 15 items or fewer,
mm-hmm.
but they removed that. So now people are bringing up these huge fucking carts. It's like, oh my God, I have a thing, and it's even faster than the express checkout if I just go and boop and pay for it.
Yeah,
these fucking people.
Yeah, fuck people, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just end them all.
That's right.
Let's just mass genocide. That Hitler guy, he had something going on.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. No, sorry. I'm just kidding.
Not on Jesus' resurrection day. A Utah man returns a 75-pound bag of cash. This Utah man is better than me.
I mean, it was an 80-pound bag of cash, but...
Yeah. A Utah man got a surprise when he stopped to pull a large orange bag off the highway. He thought it was a traffic hazard. He's like, there's this big bag here, you know, I should move it off the highway. Well, he couldn't move it. He thought it was going to be light, and he couldn't budge it. Approximately 4 feet tall and 2 feet wide, the sack was filled with smaller bags packed with currency, including $1,500 bills.
Oh, my God.
Kennedy estimated each of the small bags contained $22,000.
Oh, my God. And the police didn't give him any of it, did they?
Probably not.
For, like, a good Samaritan type thing? Like, here's $100. Let's
see. Never in my years have I heard of a bag of money bouncing out the back of an armored truck. Apparently, that's where it fell from. Kennedy said it never occurred to him to do anything other than turn in the money. He hadn't disturbed it at all, so obviously he did the right thing for the right reason. Brink's employees told police they drove over a bad bump on the highway off-ramp but didn't notice the back latch opening or the bag falling out. Kennedy said he hasn't heard anything about a reward for his good deed, but he was still excited by the unusual discovery. He said, I was jazzed all day long.
Yeah, of course he'd be jazzed all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, would that, if he kept it, would that be considered stealing?
It would. I think so. Yeah, okay. It would. I mean, it's still not his. I know there's like...
So if I find a $20 bill on the ground, it's stealing? Is it technically?
I believe technically, or it might be a certain amount.
Okay.
Like if you find like a 10 on the ground, I think it's like maybe $100 or more or something that you're supposed to turn in. It probably differs between states. But
that's fair. But yeah, I would just have Taco Bell for life. That would be it. I just put all that in my... I wouldn't spend on anything cool or big. It'd just be like Crunchwraps, man.
I remember one time in like sixth grade or something, I was walking to the gas station with my friend.
Yeah.
And we were going to... It was like a Friday, so we were going to get like snacks and come home and play video games.
What a Friday.
Well, you know, that's what I did in sixth grade and now. So we're walking to the convenience store and he's got like $3 on him. I've got like $4 on me. We're walking there and we find a $20 bill. I swear to God, we found a $20 bill.
You put a down payment on a car with all that money?
Yeah. It was just like, we were walking through a field, like we were cutting through yards, and it wasn't in a yard. It was like in a commons area. And we're just like, this is a fucking 20. So we go there and we come back with like all these fucking snacks.
Yeah, that's funny.
And my mom's like, how'd you guys get all that? And we're like, we found a 20. And she's like, oh, sweet.
Oh, all good. Good job.
Turns out those are my 20, you little shits.
Mom, what were you doing in that field?
Never you mind. Speaking of, oh, God, fields. Monday when we were playing Pathfinder. Don't worry. This isn't a story about actual Pathfinder.
Go ahead.
This is an out-of-character story.
All right.
Something ran by Austin's window. And Tyler said he saw a deer. And we're like, what? A deer? Because that's a weird place to see a deer. Austin said he saw one once, but even then, that's still
weird.
It's still weird. Because I've seen a deer once in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it would still be weird to see a deer. So we're like, yeah, sure. Like I said it was a dog or something like that. He's like, no, it was really big. We're all kind of giving him crap for it. And then like the next day I see there's an article. Some guy's emu got loose. Like right at that area. It said a quarter mile away from 108th and Maple. And that's where we were. We were a quarter mile north of 108th and Maple.
That's so funny. Who has a fucking emu?
I don't know.
Man, I can't even afford a ferret. Like,
if you're in Round Rock, Texas, watch out because a buffalo that roamed away from home has been recaptured. So don't watch out. I guess the story meant he was recaptured.
Shit. Congrats to the buffalo.
Oh. It was updated today.
Oh.
I got the story yesterday.
April Fool's.
Thanks for making me look like an asshole. Well, there was a buffalo.
I'm dead.
There was a buffalo. As of yesterday, so...
Is everything okay, Matt?
So, if you're walking through fields, watch for droppings. But as of the story that was updated just a couple hours ago...
Yeah.
The buffalo has been caught.
Update. Everything's okay.
I should have done that like while I was going through it.
I come in, touch you all up and down. You go sleep well.
That's a very forward buffalo. I'm glad he was captured.
Yeah. You can now implant a vibrator in your vagina permanently.
Permanently?
Yep.
Well, this is an April Fool's joke?
No.
Okay.
You will be able to do it soon. There's preliminary ones out there from the Fun Factory's Orgasma.
I love it. It started out like a kid's company, and then Orgasma shut that shit down real quick.
It stimulates the clitoris from within.
Wow.
You control it through Bluetooth technology.
It's on your phone.
Yeah. It says specifically right here, smartphone or other electronic devices.
That's so funny. That's interesting. Like, wow. Wow.
What a time we live in.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I was a girl.
Oh, God. I would love to get control of that phone. Oh, my God. If, like, she didn't know, you'd just be like... Bzz, bzz,
bzz, bzz, bzz, bzz. Seems like some BDSM stuff.
Oh, my...
Of, like...
Oh, it so would be.
You can just turn it on whenever you want.
Honey. Oh, my God. And she's, like, doing the dishes, and you're like... Bzz, just, eh.
In a work meet... I don't think it's like a joy buzzer. Like,
oh yeah, it is. It's
like, click the button. Like one of those pins you click and it shorts out the battery enough to give you a shock. That's not what it's like.
Oh, I bet it is.
God, we'll never know.
That's true. We will never know. Unless anyone wants to get one, and email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
And then I'll send you my password.
He will. All right, Tam, that will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast.
It was a good episode.
That's right, Andy. It was a good episode. So, remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us, 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com, if you just want to talk to us, if you have a vibrator implanted, or you want Tam's password.
Ayo.
And find us on YouTube, youtube.com/3-8-combo-podcast. So, for Tam, myself, and the ghost of Andy, this is Matt, signing out. ¶¶